present and emerging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet in Maryland with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. National news. Disciplinary action to occur for pro-Palestine protesters at Australian National University. Said to be occupying an ANU emergency evacuation point, the university threatens removing the encampments by force. Whilst an alternate assembly area exists, it is said to have failed emergency drills by internal investigations. ANU states that it does not discourage protest or freedom of speech, permitting it abides by their code of conduct. Clean energy solutions for small to medium businesses are being encouraged by the CSIRO. The Innovate to Grow program has so far equipped 600 SMEs with research and development actionable for clean energy. CSIRO's Dr. Diamta Chubia says, "We have all the ingredients required to power this transition." Applicants for the free online program close June 23rd, 2024.
In national news, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak promises to implement mandatory national service if re-elected. The plan will see 18-year-olds either serving 1 year full-time or performing community service one weekend a month. Prime Minister Sunak believes this will instill young people with real-world skills and help to steer at-risk youth away from crime and unemployment while encouraging patriotism. According to Sky News, the plan will cost $4.8 billion a year and consider non-criminal sanctions for individuals who refuse enlistment. UK opposition parties have disagreed with the scheme, with a Labour Party spokesperson calling it a desperate, underfunded commitment amidst an economic crisis. For your weather today, Brisbane is cool. It is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.